think my biggest message for people is that we don't have to fear when we understand the truth of how our bodies work. We get back to the truth of the matter, then we can be empowered to do what's necessary to heal.
Hey guys, welcome to the Something New Show, where we like to learn how to live a life worth celebrating. This is Mindy Linscombe, your host, and I'm back in Colorado Springs today with my good friend Jamie Cross. Hi, Jamie.
Hey,
I am so glad you flew in from Franklin, Tennessee, and that we could do this episode together. And I'd like to start us out with your favorite drink instead of ending it. That's where we normally go, because this drink seems like something we'll want to sip on the entire episode. So what is your favorite drink?
Oh, thank you for having me, Mindy. I'm so excited to be here.
Absolutely.
Okay, this is lemon water with cayenne pepper.
Okay, lemon water with cayenne pepper, which sounds honestly disgusting, but I am going to trust you here.
Yes.
Because I'm sure there's some health benefits.
There are.
What are our health benefits?
Okay, the key to everything you want in life with skin, whether it's skin, health, weight, all of us, all the beauty things, comes down to alkalinity. So the foundation for that is lemon water. Because lemons are alkaline, so they actually help to reduce acid and toxins in the bloodstream and increase circulation.
Okay, so we're going to take a lemon and we're going to squeeze it into our water.
Yep, and you can do up to a half a lemon. And a lot of people think hydration, like drink water all day, drink so much water, but water can actually deplete your body because we are saltwater beings. So when we're drinking and flushing with fresh water all day long, we're depleting our enzymes, we're depleting a lot of things in our body that we don't want to deplete. So this is going to help build it back up as well.
Are you going to do another quarter lemon?
Mm-hmm.
So she's going to put a half a lemon in. Okay, I'm following every step you're taking.
So,
and it's hot water.
It's hot water, and you can do it in cool water. And also another key is that you're sipping throughout the day. You're not guzzling. Just think about what a torrential downpour does in the land. It can really just deplete everything. So you want to drink and like sip water. So it's nice and gentle on the body.
Okay, good to know. I think I've been more the girl that's like, oh, I'm not at my water goal for 12 o'clock. Chug 16 ounces.
Yeah, and that's what most people do. So
okay.
It's not your fault. That's what they tell us to do. So I'm going to just give you a spin here.
Okay, so we're going to sprinkle some
cayenne pepper.
Cayenne pepper.
And it's great for circulation. It's going to help just again, reduce alkalinity or increase alkalinity, reduce acidity in the body.
And how many times a day are you doing this?
Just all throughout the day.
So your water always has this inside of it, lemon and cayenne pepper. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. Thanks for being here. So Jamie, you are a master herbalist, a doctor of natural health, a mom of five boys, and married 21 years. I think you're even celebrating this week, actually. You are also the CEO and founder of Herbery Farm and Herbal Alchemy, a beauty apothecary. Apothecary? Yes. Is that how I say it?
Apothecary, yep.
That has served over 1 million people. She also founded the Her Effect, where she helps women discover their God-given potential and harness the power of purpose for maximum impact. And it's her mission to help as many women as possible unlock their full potential through the power of detoxing.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I would love to hear, how did this journey begin? Because I'm sure it started with the problem that you were trying to solve.
Yes. Well, beginning with just business, you know, I've been in business for almost 14 years now, and it was in 2010. I remember my husband and I were still, he was teaching full-time. I'd come home from being a full-time banker to be a full-time mom, and we were struggling financially. We were struggling in so many areas. I was struggling in my health. I had gotten a thyroid diagnosis, basically like, you're not going to be able to have children. You're going to be on medication for the rest of your life. And if you do get pregnant, you'll more than likely miscarry, and you'll probably have heart troubles if you don't take this medication. And I remember asking, is this curable? Is this something that I can, you know, take natural stuff for? And the doctor was almost like upset that I would even ask the question. So at the time I was like, well, I guess I'm stuck being sick. And so fast forward, finally, after 5 years, we got pregnant and have five boys now. And 2.5 years into full-time motherhood, I was just struggling with depression. I was struggling with feeling like I need to build something. I want to do more. One night, Nathan came home. He's very melancholy, like shy or just quiet. And he's like, hey, I have this $25 gift card for this ice cream shop. I need to go down and sell it for half of what it's worth so that we can have some gas money this week. And at that point, I was like, okay, I need to do something. Like, there's something just burning in my heart. And I went to bed bawling my eyes out, and I just cried out to God and said, God, show me a $1 billion idea so that I can change the world and leave a legacy for my family. I still get emotional. I've told this story 1,000 times. And went to church that Sunday, and our pastor, in the middle of his message, stopped his sermon and said, this has never happened to me before, but the Lord spoke to my heart and said that there's a stay-at-home mom here who he wants to give a $1 billion idea to, so get ready for it. And so I just about jumped out of my chair, and I was like, Lord, just tell me what to do. Whatever you give me, I'll be faithful with it. And whatever you tell me to do, I'll do it. And I had a dream not too long after that. And I saw myself pouring oils, and it was like a blueprint for a business. And so when I woke up, I said, Nathan, I'm going to start an apothecary. I'm going to start an organic skincare company. So I started formulating, learning chemistry, made our first product. And at that point, it was like nursing babies, you know, no time, no energy. But I was so hungry to create change in our family and to do something powerful. So I just packed up my kids and walked up and down streets and talking to owners and buyers and peddling soap at the time. And then we went into farmers markets for 4 years. And then in 2017, I discovered the whole power of online marketing. And at that point, it was like another year of just studying and researching. And we went from, through a series of events, we went from zero to 1 million in less than 6 months and 8 figures in 2.5 years. And that's the power of knowing your customer, of knowing, you know, caring about what people need and serving them at the highest level. So to go back to your original question, though, in that whole process, I was discovering the power of what the human body is capable of. And I kept tapping deeper and deeper and deeper into herbalism and natural health and natural medicine. And because I'm formulating products. And so I kept thinking, how can I better serve my customers? But also, I would ask every doctor I would go to, I would ask the question, can my body heal and can my thyroid heal? And they would, many of them would say no. And then some of them would say, absolutely, your body can heal. And that's what I would hold on to. And I just took that as like, okay, I'm just going to keep figuring this out, Lord. And finally, I got to a point where I'd studied enough where it's unshakable in me that I understand how the body works. And I understand clearly how to heal it. And interestingly enough, it goes back to biblical principles. You know, the Bible says that the life of the body is in the blood. And you can look scientifically and see that when you cleanse the blood, you heal the body. So there's all these mechanisms, and the primary mechanism for cleansing the blood is detoxification. And so in my process, I've reversed autoimmune, I've reduced my thyroid medication, I've gained and lost 500 pounds as a mother, but I've struggled with my weight through seasons and have been able to come to a point in my spirit, my mind, my body, and my spirit of just wholeness. And it started really with understanding how God created us and just tapping into what he made for our bodies.
Wow. And so what's the main thing you feel like people come to you now and say, hey, will you help me with this? What would you say the main thing is?
A lot of times it is autoimmune, or it's things like there's things going on with my skin, or I'm tired and fatigued, or I'm really struggling with depression, or I mean, every hormones, you know, there's really not one thing, because so many people are, and we've gotten so comfortable with it in our society that we're just supposed to be tired. We're supposed to be, you know, struggling with being bloated, and we've just accepted that as the truth. But the reality is that when we start to cleanse the body starts to heal. So it's not herbs, it's not skincare, it's not even detoxing that actually heals the body. The body does that itself. So when we remove the blockers, the things that are impeding in the blood, then the body begins to kick in and do what it's naturally created to do, which is heal. It's very fascinating.
Wow. And so when you went through your doctoral program, was it all to kind of help you develop more products, or more to help understand, like when I'm talking to people, I want to explain what's happening in their blood, or I want to help them understand how to approach health?
Yes, that's exactly it. I wanted to be able to be more educated on how the body operates, because I know that more and more people are looking at the natural world for answers. And it, I think in the past, it's like, it's been this far off thing, or it's weird, or it's hippie, or it's like voodoo, but it's becoming so mainstream now. And that's where so many of the results are happening now too. When you start looking at how to pull like levers in the body, it's such a natural progression to heal. And not to say that there's not, like, I'm so thankful for intervention, and I'm still on medication for my thyroid, and I still have to go to, you know, a traditional doctor to look at my blood every 6 months. But the key is that your body will heal over time if you continue to nourish it.
That's amazing. So when did you, so you start, what was first, I guess, as I wonder, is like the herbal alchemy, the farm, because how many acres do you have in Franklin?
We have almost 80.
80 acres. And you grow the herbs there in addition to other places?
Yeah, we're starting. So we source from all over the world. Okay. But we're starting the process of the bees and the herbs. And it's a very long process because we're organic farming. We're not doing all the sprays and all the traditional farming things. So there's just a lot of process involved and learning curves. So one of the key things as an entrepreneur, too,
yeah,
is to be able to find other experts. So we've hired organic farmers come to consult the land and help us really to create the raw materials that are required for our products, which we're so far away from being able to do that. I mean, right now we would be growing like 4 out of the 300 raw materials that we carry in our shop. So it's just definitely a process.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So what did come first though? I am curious. Was it the soap? It sounds like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that was part of the, herbal alchemy line, or what was, what was kind of the first?
Yeah. So the very first product was soap. So I started off really in skin, and that's the interesting thing is that the skin, when we think about breakouts or psoriasis or dry, cracked, flaky, itchy, problematic skin, most of us are medicating or trying to like Band-aid the problem.
Or I put tons of Aquaphor on my children because they have eczema.
Right. Yeah. Right. But those are messages that are the inside of our body is sending us. And so what I teach so much is if you begin to think about your body as her or him, like I think, man, my body is fighting for me. She is going to give me beauty and health if I support her. And so too often we're like trying to medicate her instead of getting to the root cause of like, well, why do I have scaly skin, or why do I have these breakouts? And so one of the greatest testimonies or tests of health is what's going on your skin. Even in ancient traditional like Chinese medicine, you can look at the skin, look at the eyes, look at the tongue and say, okay, there's something going on in your liver or in your blood, or you've got a
I've been told
iron.
That by counselors before. When I was in college, I had some college friends that were in psychology majors, and I remember just waiting for them after class, having a great conversation with one of the professors saying, mm-hmm. you know, you can tell what's going on in someone's psychological, mental, emotional state based on what's happening to their skin.
Yes.
And I was like, is that true? I didn't even believe it, but now you're saying that.
No, it's true. It's like a window and a wall to the inside of your body. It's telling you what's going on inside your body. And so our job is to look at the signs and say, okay, well, how can we nourish and support her rather than kind of patching her up?
So is that dehydration then, the dry skin?
Part of it is dehydration. It's inflammation. It's mucus causing, you know, foods. It's acid and toxins built up in the blood, all of those things. And so in natural medicine, we consider all disease to be one. So if you cleanse the blood, you heal the body. And that's really the basic premise. If you can start to get to the root cause, it really comes down to cleaning out your bloodstream, and then everything else begins to flow, and your body heals in layers. There's what's called the Herring's Law of Cure, which means when you start to go through the healing process, you'll go back through a progression of illness as your body's healing. It's called a healing crisis. So a lot of times people start to eat healthy and they're like, I feel terrible, I'm getting sick.
Or headaches because of sugar withdrawals. Or
exactly.
I've seen energy drop too.
Tired, like fatigue, all of that is your body going through a healing process. And so what you want to do is stick with the principles of truth, which is nourish with real food, stay hydrated, and as much as you can, eat from what's available in nature.
You know? I love when you say eat from real food, because there's a while there, Jordan and I are not perfect at this, but we try to eat from real food. But I'd love for you to define real food for our listeners. Like, yeah, what is real food to you? This episode is sponsored by Something Blue 30A. Looking for the perfect vacation spot to disconnect from everything, put your feet in the softest sand, and enjoy a fresh, renovated 2-bedroom, 2.5-bath townhouse right on the beach in my favorite place in the world? Well, 30A is situated in the panhandle of Florida, and I'd love for you to check out Something Blue 30A on Instagram and make it the perfect place for your next vacation.
Hey, yeah, so just eat real food is like a thing. So it's anything that runs, flies, swims, grows out of the ground, or falls from a tree. And honey, and of course, raw milk, all is included in that. And there's different ends of the spectrum. You'll hear people talk about being a fruitarian or being a vegan or a vegetarian. But one of the things I teach is just keep it simple. And the more you can eat fruit, and that's another thing. There's, if you look at the industry as a whole, like the snack industry, the dieting industry, all of the food culture, so much of it is pushed through marketing rather than just how we would have eaten 100 years ago before we had all this marketing.
So for your kids' snacks, what do you feed them all the time? Fruits and veggies?
Fruits. We make smoothie pops and juice pops and,
nuts. Well, stuff like, do you do nuts or no?
You know, and they also eat pizza rolls. So, you know, like we have some balance. We're not totally like...
All 100%.
And that's the thing too, is if you're taking care of your body, there's room for just things like organic pizza rolls. Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, so, like we do no soda, but then there's certain, you know, family members that like to spoil my kids with soda. Right. And I'm like, no, we don't do that. But if it's once in a while, what we've determined is it's not worth the argument. So.
Totally. Right. Yeah. And the key is to have fun with food. And so here's the thing is that we've been taught to restrict and to count calories and to buy gadgets that raid our blood, you know, our insulin spikes, when the truth is we need to be back in the land of the living, in the land of abundance, in the Garden of Eden, where you could eat fruit and you could eat things without worrying about your fat, your body fat. Mm-hmm. And the truth is if you're eating real food, if you're eating lots of fruit, fruit contains the enzymes your body needs to digest. So the most energy depleting function of the body is digestion. So if you think about it, takes energy to heal. Most of the time, a lot of our food is not being digested. And something I talk about a lot is elimination. Like Americans are constipated. We're in this beautiful bridal shop. I'm talking about constipation, but this is if your body's not properly eliminating, if you're not going twice a day, then retox is happening. And that's where all of those toxins that have been pulled out of the blood, gone through your liver and your kidneys, gets into the colon and then gets cycled back into the bloodstream. So elimination it's the primary function of detox for the body.
So when would somebody need a detox? When are you like, I recommend a detox? And how often, I should say?
I love that question because so many, you know, a lot of the experts just say you don't need a detox because your body does that itself. So we need to support our body's detox process every single day for the rest of our life by supporting its natural process, eating real food as much as you possibly can. And if you go into a chronic illness or a sick crisis, then you've got to go all in. Then there's no room for cheating. But, you know, if your body is healthy, then there's room for, you know, eating pizza rolls or whatever it is, you know.
Yeah, but you're saying if you're sick, just go all in real food.
Right. So a friend of mine, Chris Wark, he wrote a book called Chris Beat Cancer. I recommend him all the time because I do actually have a lot of our ladies who are either going through chemo or they have survived cancer and they're like, how can I? And they're fearful of the future. And the key is just so he cured cancer in his kitchen. He talks about juicing and blending, and these things are all mechanisms that you can use to heal and support the body's natural healing process. And so, I think my biggest message for people is that we don't have to fear when we understand the truth of how our bodies work. Same thing with autoimmune. I was told for years, your body is attacking itself. Well, when I started to understand that the body's healing itself, I asked the question, how can it heal itself and attack itself at the same time? So I went down the rabbit hole and really discovered that the body's attacking pathogens that look identical to our own DNA. And so parasites enter into the body, and they, it's very interesting when you study the science of like parasites and parasitology. It's very fascinating. A lot of these parasites, think like EBV virus or different viral infections, will go into the body. They'll go dormant in your organs, and then in great seasons of stress, they reactivate and target those vital organs. And so what I discovered is that, yes, the body is attacking something, but it's not attacking itself. So if we get back to the truth of the matter, then we can be empowered to do what's necessary to heal. And that's really like the sword I want to put in people's hands, is you don't have to be afraid. I was afraid every time I went to the doctor. I've had friends who've had their thyroids removed. I've had friends who've gone from progressive like autoimmune into MS. And I've thought about like, I don't want to be 40 and young and not be able to play with my children. And so I was really driven from a place of like fear drove me to learn more, because I didn't want to be sick. And people typically, once they get sick, unless they reverse that, they progressively continue to get ill. And I don't want to live in fear anymore. And so I have completely overcome fear, because I understand now like the power of what the body will do. And I've watched it happen in my own life and so many thousands of others, you know. And the fun thing too is women are like, man, I've tried for 5 years. I've tried every diet and my belly is deflating like a balloon, or my body fat, my belly fat's going away. Like things like that, that are natural byproducts. Your body, if it has any weight loss resistance, just lets that go when you start eating real stuff and eating fruit especially. So I'm like, stop.
That is so anti what the typical people tell you. They're like, fruit is full of sugar.
Right. But it's fructose, right? It's real God sugar.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Well, I did want to hear what the detox experience, like, do you ever say, hey, besides just eating real food, would you ever say, hey, there's a time and a place for spending 3 days to like kind of clean your system out? Is that necessary ever?
Yes, I'm so glad you asked, because one of the things, my next step is to bring people. So one of the country's best hydrocolon therapists is in Nashville. And so you didn't specifically ask about this, but there are certain techniques and like mechanisms that you can use to take the body's healing process and detox process deeper. And one of them is through coffee enemas and hydrocolon therapy. But one of the greatest, most powerful tools for healing and detoxing is hydrocolon therapy. And if it's done properly, you can add years back to your life. And so I discovered, she's a woman who it's a 2.5 hour appointment. And the first time you do it, you want to do it 3 days in a row within 7 days, basically. Cause it rustles up all the sediment in your system. And if you don't completely eliminate that, it can actually like cause inflammation in the body. So the key thing is to take 3 days. So hydrocolon therapy is one. Sauna therapy is another one. Red light therapy. There's what's called frequency therapy, which also sounds very strange, but the power of sending sound waves. So everything in our body, we can look at this in scripture too. It says even the rocks cry out. Like everything has a sound to it. It emits sound waves. This is physics versus chemistry. So it's very scientific. So there is a machine that was discovered. This doctor in the early 1900s discovered frequency therapy, and he created a machine. So everything in the body, from pathogens to virus and bacteria, they all have a specific sound wave that they operate on. And if you send sound vibrations through your body at that frequency, it will cause those cells to spontaneously combust. And then what you do is detoxify through a foot bath. So I have this machine. Actually, the doctor that I purchased it from reversed her father's Lyme disease with this machine. So there's 2,800 programs with this machine. And what I do now with our clients is I take hair and saliva samples and we send it to our lab, and they read what's going on inside the body, just because your body tells a story in your hair and in your saliva. All the cells that are reflected in virus and heavy metals and all the things that are making people sick, you can read with these machines. And so what it does is it gives you a report and tells you all the different issues that you got to, that we have to address, which is actually empowering because
now you know.
It's now you know.
Yeah. Right. And you're not just, because I think a lot of people take supplements that are just point and shoot. Like, oh, I'm a female in my 40s, so I should take B12, or I should probably right. take vitamin D, or right. I'm deficient in this for sure because right. I'm in my 40s, versus yes. like an accurate, you know, actual diagnosis. So yes. I do that. I do a blood draw and a saliva test and get custom supplements made.
That's amazing. That's
to my exact situation. And the yes. theory is that I do this every 6 months because if I'm correcting whatever I'm lacking, that I might need a different compound, you know, formula.
100%.
And a different, cause some people just take whatever they were deficient in the one blood test for the rest of their life.
Yes.
But I started to realize as I learned more, it was like, oh, but in theory, if you corrected that with the supplements you took, so now you might need something different.
Yes.
Imagine
exactly.
that.
Exactly. Well, and the key thing too, is that a lot of supplements that people are taking, your body cannot consume or process extracellularly. So you need to actually have it produced innately in the body. A good example would be collagen. When we supplement collagen, if we're not causing our body to produce more of its own, then we're really doing our body a disservice. Or things like certain enzymes, people are taking enzymes, and there are some enzymes that are actually damaging if you take them through a supplement, because your body should be producing that innately in its own, like in certain there's a whole progress that happens when in our digestion. And so at every stage through the small intestines and the large intestines and the colon, like things are happening. And if we start to supplement outside of order, then it can actually be counterproductive for the body. So the key is to really understand what levers to pull.
So is that what you do when you get that sampling from your client and then you help mm-hmm. them just kind of decide what path to take?
Yes. And I'm very rarely do I ever recommend supplements. If I do recommend supplements, it's based on the pH pattern. Mm-hmm. So that's through, you can do that at home. You can do it, buy a pH kit on Amazon, test your urine and your saliva. And depending on what that alkalinity is, you would fall into a certain pattern. And then there's certain supplements you would want to take based on that.
Like what's a great alkalinity, like what's a great,
so you want to be 6.7 over 6.7, that would be considered alkaline for both blood and, or urine and
saliva. And then if it's above that, what does that mean?
So if you're above that, it means you might be you could be too alkaline, or you could be, if you're below it, you're too acidic. And so you want to bring that balance here.
And you just do that by your diet?
You do that through nutrition, lifestyle, and some supplements for sure.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting. So mm-hmm. I haven't heard you say one time that you should do a, like, just drink water for 3 days and detox your whole.
Yes. Okay. So I didn't think about, that didn't come to mind, but fasting, intermittent fasting and water fasting is also one of the most powerful mechanisms for healing the body.
And detoxing? Yep. Does that detox you too?
It's part of the process. Yes. So what happens when you go into, there's what's called autophagy, which usually happens after about 36 hours after a water fast. And your body begins to starve. You know, it doesn't have anything to burn. So what it does is it starts to burn up and eat up old, dead, broken down cells, and it unlocks stem cells. And so, I mean, we can look biblically and say, wow, look at how many times fastings talk about for spiritual purposes, but it also has tremendous healing benefits. And so I recommend to all of our clients based on their intake. So I don't just say, hey, everyone should do a water fast. If you're chronically ill, it takes energy to heal. And there's what's called enervation. So you don't want to deplete the body of energy, which fasting can do that. So you want to be really like specific about fasting, but for the general population, I always recommend start with eating more fruit and less processed stuff as much as you can. Do that for a couple of weeks and then start drinking more smoothies. And I do smoothies right away with our clients. You know, there's one particular green smoothie that's like the goddess of green smoothies. I'll share with you.
Yes. I want to know what's in your green smoothie. What are just the general ingredients?
Yeah, it's just banana, spinach, kale. We do dandelion leaf, which is amazing for the liver, and pear and green apple. And so you, and it tastes amazing. So drink that every day if you'd like. And
do you drink that for breakfast?
Mm-hmm. You can drink it for breakfast and lunch. And so when I actually get into fasting with our clients, I say, like, just start eating more real stuff. Cause you don't want to go from being super toxic to, like, that's when people get really sick detoxing and they're like, I don't want to detox cause I know how bad I'm going to feel. So I take it pretty slow depending on what the lifestyle is. And so finally, when we get into water fasting, I do recommend a good 3-day water fast at the beginning of every month. And then you want to include the cool down of your fast as part of the fast. So I include another 2 days of eating fruit after your fast, because the body can really be shocked if it starts to cleanse itself and then we start dumping toxins in again.
Yeah.
And so the way that I teach and help people, though, is just so practical and approachable. It's not do this, don't do that. It's more about, like, when we live over here in the Garden of Eden, you don't have to count calories. You don't have to choose what you can eat and what you can't eat. You can eat all of it, and you can eat until you're satisfied. And it's interesting, too, because our body does have a, hey, I'm full mechanism. There's a little burp that happens. And we, most of us, ignore it because we're mostly overeaters here in the U.S. So there's all different kinds of ways that God created our bodies to, like, help us maintain.
So it's not even just a feeling in your stomach. You're saying it's actually a reaction your body has when it has had enough.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's so good.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what would you say? Well, first of all, what is the alchemy code?
Yes. So alchemy means to take something of little value and turn it into gold, or to take something ordinary and make it extraordinary. I discovered this just a couple years ago because we started our company as MIG and we've rebranded.
I got a lot of cayenne pepper. Oh my gosh. Ooh, I'm down to the bottom and it is very potent.
Okay. It's very peppery.
Sorry. I was trying to be really cool about that. But anyway, go ahead.
That's so fun. Alchemy is this really fascinating process. It kind of goes back into ancient times, and there was this really dark, there's this whole dark side to alchemy, which I didn't know about until we launched it. And then we had all these people that were like, oh, you know what this word really means? And so it really does mean to the process of turning something ordinary into the extraordinary. So the alchemy code is really everything that people want in their physical, spiritual, mental person in their body requires a key. There's like a code to unlock it. So for instance, let's just take weight loss, for example.
Yeah. I'm sure everybody listening could say, I'd be okay with a little bit less pounds.
Yeah. Or like belly fat or bloating. I would say even bloating. My focus is never really weight loss, because I'm like, if we can heal the body, trust me, you will have no problem shedding pounds. Like, that's a natural byproduct of healing.
Yeah.
But the alchemy code is really like, what's the key required to unlock transformation in whatever it is that you're looking for? It could be anti-aging, so like our skincare products, or it could be specifically collagen production. So what's that key that's going to unlock collagen production in your body? And so everything that we create is about, like, what's the code for transformation? And so we're going to formulate it and put it together and package it together. So this is the beginning stages. This is the very first time I've actually launched a public, like, info thing called anything, because we've only had physical products for all these years.
Yeah.
So the alchemy code really is starting out as a way to cleanse your body and fuel your life. What happens too is when you start getting rid of the bad stuff in your body, your spirit, like everything in life, starts to open up and you start to get perspective shifts. You start to hear like that, the small still voice, because you're decluttering and the power. I mean, our bodies are a temple, right? And so when we start getting rid of the toxic stuff in our temple, then all this clarity begins to happen. And so I like to take it so far with women where it's like, what's your purpose? What are you created for? What do you know that's calling to you? And what have you put on the sidelines because you didn't think you were worthy or you didn't think that you could do it? And if you just start taking those small steps of nurturing your body, women begin to feel worthy again. They start investing more and more in themselves and they start seeing results and they're like, wow, this is working for me. Mm-hmm. What else can I do? You know, and I always say it's not about weight loss, but why settle for mediocrity, or why settle for whatever it is that you're struggling with? Let's pursue excellence. You know, that's really what healing is about, is what is your body capable of? Let's take it to the nth degree and be hiking mountains at 80 and 90 with our grandchildren.
Why not?
Right.
Why not?
Right.
No, I love that so much. And it's just almost what I hear you saying is it's a responsibility that yes. we've been given, whether mm-hmm. you're a person of faith or not a person of faith. Mm-hmm. It's like you've been given this beautiful body that is a home for all of our emotions, our feelings, our soul. And how are we being responsible with it?
Amen. Yes, exactly. Yeah. How can we steward
what we have?
Yeah. Yes.
So that we can do what we really are passionate about doing.
Absolutely.
Because we know that if we don't take care of our bodies, then we're not good for all of the other things that we are
yes.
meant to help with and
yes.
change the world with.
Yes. And I've experienced that loss firsthand. Moments lost, time with my children lost, cloud, living in a cloud for years, you know, and the power of just, it's almost impossible to change the world if you don't have energy to do it,
mm-hmm.
you know. So if we can get that back and heal, then the world is our oyster.
Love it. Love it. Well, where can we find out more about you or listen to your podcast, The Her Effect?
Yes. That would probably be the best place, is just listen to the podcast
and on Instagram.
Instagram. Mm.
But Jamie Cross.
Jamie Cross Official.
Yep. Official.
My name is spelled J-A-I-M-E.
J-A-I-M-E Cross, C-R-O-S-S, Official on Instagram, mm-hmm. and then The Her Effect
yep.
on podcast everywhere.
Yep.
I love it. Well, thank you for coming in and enlightening us so much about just how the body works. I mean, it's so fast. We could talk like 2 more hours about this. Right. You use terminology that I haven't heard about in years. Mm. And just even talking about the parasites, and I have close family members with autoimmune. Mm. It's just constantly trying to discover there are other alternatives to yes. healing the body than just putting a Band-Aid on it, right?
Totally. Absolutely. So, thank you for having me.
Of course. Thanks for being here. So you guys, if you like this episode, please comment, put a little like button, and share with your friends. We appreciate it so much. And join us again here next time as we learn how to live a life worth celebrating. Bye. Thanks for listening. Be sure to subscribe to the show, rate, review, and share with a friend. Also, follow The Something New Show on Instagram and Facebook. If you want a fuller experience, watch the show on YouTube to help you create a life worth celebrating.